Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 30th of September 2009 and the time is 8:30 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you're from.
Hello, my name's Mari Brennan, I'm from London and I'm in my 30s.
And how are you today?
Very good, very excited, looking forward to going up on the plinth.
Can I ask you how you came to be here today?
I was on the standby list, so this is all very exciting. I got a phone call a couple of hours ago and at the time just thought, yeah, why not? And now it's starting to dawn on me that I'm about to go on the plinth and be part of an art exhibition.
And what was it about this project that made you want to be part of it, do you think?
Well, at the time, and on my little profile I put, oh, this is my chance to be part of history. But I think what I like about the project and about Anthony Gormley, the whole thing really is we're all part of our own history and we're all part of world history. It's what the media or what the world chooses to focus on, who gets to say what the important part of history is. And it's amazing, everyone that goes onto the plinth gets their hour to talk about their world, their life, what's important to them. And it's a really amazing snapshot of where we are in 2009. This is what's happening to ordinary people.
And so when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth and you were going to be part of the project, how did you decide how you would like to spend your hour?
Well, I didn't really have any time to plan it. There was no planning whatsoever because I had a couple of hours notice. But you know what, that's what's exciting about it, because all I could think of was, wow, I get an hour to myself. I work in a really busy office. I'm a researcher. I spend all day talking to people. And these days you never turn your phone off. You never turn the internet off. There's a live stream on the internet of people on the plinth. I'm going to spend an hour reading my book and just experience a kind of silence, because you don't get that anymore. If I'm walking home and on the phone, I can't hear for police sirens or people shouting. In our office, there's builders. So I'm literally just going to have an hour sitting and experiencing being quiet.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth now that you're actually here?
More nervous than I thought I would. It's really exciting, actually. I'm watching people beforehand and sitting in the office and kind of feeling part of it, and seeing people when they come off the plinth. The guy that was on before me looked really exhilarated and he was really fascinating, and it's kind of, wow, the whole experience is really interesting. You can learn a lot from what people want to say in their hour.
And overall, what kind of experience are you hoping to have by taking part in this project?
To be part of art history, I studied art history and I studied still lives and portraits, and to be a living statue, it's really exciting, isn't it? And you know, to be up there and being watched, and but watching the audience as well, interacting with the environment, being part of a living painting, and it's going to be archived, and in 20 years people will say, what happened in 2009? And there's 2,400 snapshots of here's what happened. That's astonishing to be part of that. Even if you're just reading a book, that's a still life. That's what's important to me for an hour in 30th of September.
What book are you reading at the moment?
Funnily enough, I'm reading Nights at the Circus, which is about Feathers, who's an aerialist and a trapeze artist, so quite funny that I'm going to be up quite high. And I'm not fussed about heights, I have to tell you, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, so that'll be quite fun.
And have you had time to tell anybody that you're going on a plinth?
Well, given what I've just said about we never leave the internet, obviously I updated my Facebook status and have texted people. But yeah, not really, we'll see. I mean, I've texted a few people, found a few people, but yeah, not time to tell the whole world. But I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? We live in such an instant age. You put it on Facebook and 150 people you don't really know that well know that you're going to be on the plinth, and then they can go onto their computers and they can watch it.
Can I ask you to say a little bit about yourself now?
Yes, I'm a TV researcher. I'm currently working on a history programme, so which is why I find this whole thing so interesting. I'm working as a picture researcher and I have a background in art history, so I'm used to looking at the pictures, and I find it really exciting, I mean, yeah, vain, that I'm going to be part part of the images that have been looked at. So, yes, I'm looking forward to that.
What was your route into this field of work?
Into research? I started in history of art and film and realised I loved film, so I moved into a film degree and then started working in TV. Worked in a lot of TV dramas. Again, so it all leads back to this, because it was all about making up stories. You know, film as art, putting people's stories onto the screen and how the audience reacts with what's up on the screen. And I just got more and more interested in the stories behind the final script of the real people's stories that go into making that drama, which is why I moved into research. And I've worked on quite a few drama documentaries where it's real people's stories made into art. Oh, it's like a circle. And now I'm part of the art.
What have you worked on?
Well, I'm working on the history of America at the moment for the History Channel. Dramas I've worked on, I worked on a drama as a researcher about called He Kills Coppers, which was a dramatisation of Harry Roberts. So it was about Britain from 1966 to 1985. So it was a kind of cops and robbers things, but it was really about how Britain had changed. I've done some archive research for The Curse of Comedy Trilogy, which is what makes people like Frankie Howard tick. Lots of things. Next thing is going to be Criminal Justice. You can watch that on October 6th.
Can I ask you about the project you're working on at the moment, to say a little bit more about that?
I'm not really sure how much I can say, because it's not out yet. But what's really interesting about it is it's a history of America, the last 400 years. And while it's a large overview of what's happened to that country, the executives really want to focus on people's stories. It's history from the ground up. It's, you know, the development of a nation, but what each person played in that, because your own story and your own history is as important. It's from little ideas that great themes grow. And I suppose that's, again, it leads back to this project, doesn't it? It's everybody who's up here, their tiny moment, their moment of reading a book or chatting with their family or talking about debt or whatever it is they do, that's what's really important to them, and that's what makes the bigger picture of what's happening in this country at the moment and what the big themes will be. What people choose to talk about on the plinth are what the tiny stories and the big themes are in our history at the moment.
And can I ask you to say a little bit about where you're from originally and where you grew up?
I'm Scottish, as you can tell from the accent. So I was born in Scotland but grew up in the Midlands, grew up in Derbyshire, moved to London after university. So yes, I'm from all over the place.
Can I ask a bit about your upbringing? Say a little bit about that.
Brought up just rehouse, went to ordinary comprehensive, ordinary upbringing. Sure.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have a younger sister.
Yeah. And have you got any interests outside of work that you'd like to talk about?
Oh God, work's taken over my life at the moment. I really like my job. I like being a researcher because it lets you be nosy and it lets you find out loads of stuff, so every day is a different project. My work is like my hobby, but I'm also I'm studying a film postgrad. Film journalism, and again a lot of what we're doing on my course is looking at the role of the critic, looking at how we view a piece of art and what it means to us. Who gets to say what it means? Is it the person that made it, or is it the person that watches it, or is it the person that's in it? You know, Anthony Gormley's made this project, but does he know what it means, or do I know what it means? Do we all know what it means? Oh God, it's getting quite pretentious, isn't it?
What are your ambitions for your
gosh, I don't know, to keep filling it with things like this. This is very exciting, isn't it? Just to be able to think, oh, that was a fun thing I did today. Just to carry on doing more of what I do. I really like what I do. Perhaps to make my own films, who knows, make my own dramas, write my own docudramas. But to have a life where you get to do stuff like this is pretty exciting really, isn't it?
Is there a particular subject matter that you're passionate about with the docudramas in mind, the kind of work that you would like to make?
I don't know. people's stories are all really fascinating. What drives people to do what they do, no matter what it is, that's what's interesting. So whether it's, you know, Abraham Lincoln or the miners at Walgreave, what drove them to, or the guy up on the plinth at the moment as Robin Hood, whatever makes them do that, that's the interesting thing, isn't it?
Who are you doing this for today, taking part in one another?
Just for me, really. So, yes. I didn't have time to get involved with any organisation, so it is an hour for me.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to add about your taking part in the project, or about yourself?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.